Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
My headphones sound really good today. It's going to be a good day, Tater. All right.
They do sound good. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Bringing your sports your way every day. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700, the Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Twins are played this afternoon, lost to Cleveland, so they still have a 6-game lead. They play again on Friday. They play the Mets. And let's see, what else do I have here? Thursday, tomorrow night, first Kansas City Chiefs game. Opening game.
Chiefs and Lions. It's going to be interesting because the Lions hype is there. We got some questions down in Kansas City with some possible key injuries that are a little
popping up.
And then I just heard one, Maggie and Perloff, right before us. But we'll talk about that, too. I'm going to do a little research on that one.
Yeah, interesting talk there as well. Saturday we have Notre Dame, North Carolina State. That's a 10:30 pregame. We have UNI Weber State at 3 o'clock. That's the pregame. Sunday is 49ers Steelers, Dolphins Chargers, and then the Cowboys and Giants on Sunday night, and then Monday night football is Bills and Jets. Some big time games on this radio station. So always want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Broadlawns Medical Center. So meet and Jen tomorrow night.
The wife. What do you? Where are you meeting her? Where are you going?
At Broadlawns. At the
clinic. Yep.
At Drake. After we get done with the show tomorrow. So, see how that goes. Excited about that. Excited about the Roses War that's coming up.
The gala.
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 Yeah. Gala.
Whatever.
Gala.
Potato. Potato.
Yep. Gala. Same gala. Thing. So I think I hit everything. What's the top news story on my partner's list today?
Well, obviously it's going to be what kind of just has broken.
Yes.
On the first, it was the three Iowa State athletes. Now it's the five state of Iowa athletes, two from Iowa, three from Iowa State, including Hunter Decker. I just went blank. The lineman,
Remsburg.
And former Iowa State offensive lineman Sauser, who went to Central to play with his brother or whatever, they all took basically a plea deal.
Right.
Because it was, they could have got a, what was aggravated misdemeanor, blah, blah, blah. But basically what they did is said, yeah, I'm going to plead guilty to the fact that I was an underage and I was wagering. Okay. It's.
Who knew that everybody's that was $600?
$642 or whatever. It's about, like, I've heard everyone say, well, it's about as bad as a speeding ticket. Well, they shouldn't say that because it has nothing to do with your driving record and you don't have to change your insurance.
No.
But still, it is.
It was the time and effort.
It's going to hang around for a while.
It was the time and effort of having to go through court proceedings.
Right.
Is what they got charged for.
Here's all this to me to hear this. So we're now looking at. Yeah, they just popped up. $645 was it? But with that being said, Hunter Deckers is, because we have the NCAA involved also, Hunter Deckers is gone.
Yes.
Okay, no appeal, no, because he wagered on an Iowa State football game.
Yes.
Okay, he's gone. Now, the lineman, that not the one that went to Central, but the offensive lineman, Jake Remsburg, my belief would be, that any, because it's what, six games was his NCAA penalty on this. Now it's going to start the appeal process. Look, it was only this. I'm going to appeal this. Can we be three?
I'd go against the NCAA. Man, there's
right.
50 lawyers sitting in downtown Des Moines going, man, I'll take on the NCAA. What do you want me
right.
to do?
And that seems to be the, this was such a targeted farce, the way that this went down. That here's the deal, either you do it a one game suspension or because Jake's already been and has been practicing with the team, that it's all right, I'm gonna not open this envelope here that will take you down financially, or let my boy play ball. Yeah. I mean, I think the way that this went down, and it was so not the scales of justice that we're supposed to be aware of, that it was a geo-targeted event.
Yep.
That it's like, all right, you know what? Yeah, we talked about it. They did some wrong. That's the extent of what the wrong is. Let's move past this.
Yep. And don't, I mean, I was somewhat joking, but I'm not joking. There are all kinds of people in this state who have been fighting with the NCAA for different reasons for right. years.
Right.
And the NCAA laid a golden egg on them because they know they can win. On the rest of them, you had to fight bureaucracy and all right. of that. And the NCAA just saying, we're untouchable. Guess what? The NCAA is not untouchable anymore. They're about ready to be extinct, right. which maybe they'll smarten up a little bit. You know, I'm like, come on. If you'd have done that across the country, we would be watching you and me playing college football.
Right, right.
So it was a farce from the beginning. And that's our problem that we have is people want to break news stories so bad that they won't do, you know, everybody, it used to be, even, I mean, I grew up during Watergate and they did their due diligence and still couldn't, you know, prove.
For the younger audience, please Google Richard Nixon for Watergate.
And nowadays, you can just walk out and say, hey, this person did this, and I'm going to sue them. It's the gal now that the official gave her a kiss without her consent.
Yes.
Now it's sexual abuse.
Well, that was kind of creepy, whatever.
But I'm just like, oh, hey, look at all the notoriety I just got for this. Now I'm going to go even. I mean, well, somebody got a hold of her and said, hey, listen, we're going to make you a lot of money.
I was going to say, litigation took its nasty hold and said, whoa, slow down. Downshift, because we can financially get a lot more than just this. You were wrong. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but that's the way it looks.
It does.
But no, it is going to be interesting. Do I think we will see Jake Remsburg on the field this year? Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too. And the leadership. I mean, it is a very young line, and him being there is very helpful. And to be really honest, I don't know how quickly. I thought, is it Noah Shannon? Is that the young man from University of Iowa who bet on a women's basketball game? I think that was
the two that took plea deals weren't even football players.
But that's the one who's sitting out and he bet on a women's basketball game. He's got to be coming through.
Right.
He wasn't as far along in the system. They just charged him.
Right.
So I think he has a little bit longer.
Was the Iowa kicker. Well, that was football player. Excuse me. Iowa kicker, Aaron Blum. And
the baseball player?
Yeah, Gary Christensen.
Yeah,
the baseball player. Yeah,
also took
plea deals.
A really good baseball player, by the way.
As of Wednesday, the kicker was not listed on Iowa's roster for the 2023 season. So
I mean, you still have to know better,
right?
And they didn't, and they didn't think that anybody was paying attention, and any of us out there. If you are in a casino or you are sports betting and you think you have something that you can get away with these guys, you're crazy.
Right.
You're just crazy, especially if you're 21 years old. I mean, there's people been trying to beat Vegas and casinos for 100 years.
Right. Well, and seeing that's the weird cloud that's around this of why it was just Iowa and why it was this popped up. Who sent
the DCI in to investigate
and why?
And we've
kind of touched on this. Was it somebody was like, I'm not getting as much love at the local and these apps are doing this. Let's make the apps look bad. Well, that's not.
No, I mean, the apps and the casinos in this state are the reasons that we are not struggling with budgets in schools and in other places.
I know.
Sorry, folks, but that's the honest to God's truth. And so somebody said, well, it's political. Don't want to get political. Well, it's Kim Reynolds. Kim Reynolds can't bring DCI in.
Oh, it's not Kim Reynolds.
No, I mean, like the attorney general of the state can. I don't think the attorney general of the state did it.
No.
They're all football fans.
Right.
To me, it
seems a little backroom whistleblowing of, oh, I don't like this. What if I said this? And then somebody's like, oh, crap. Now I have to actually deal with something.
Right.
And once that started on the track, but I mean, again, you just geotagged athletes.
Right.
You didn't do anything else.
Not other students. We just picked on the student athletes.
Nine dudes is about what it was. Right. I mean, it was a little, but okay. Yeah. It's by no means has this been cleaned up, wrapped up, and put a pretty bow on it, but it seems to be we're going to flip the page and start another chapter of this. So.
And with Jake and some of these others, you've heard, I have no ill feelings, anything. I didn't see a lot of football players coming to Hunter Decker's having his back.
Right.
Not that, and once again, he's a student athlete, but it just didn't seem there was some other things that were going on with that particular individual.
Yes.
And
that is 100% between me and you and a microphone just saying, something doesn't feel right. You know,
it was the same that all the people that fought at Iowa, and when they talked about Arlen Bruce, they went, oh, did he play her? No, they forgot. So, all right. So a person from the state that we've had to talk about on negative stuff. Let's put one more feather in Brock Purdy's hat. He is a team captain for the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Mr. Irrelevant to team captain. And you knew it was coming. I mean, people on that team gravitate to him. And he the same thing happened. I tell this story every time. They're playing Oklahoma State. We're at a fundraiser for Dowling Sports. And he walks on the field, and you're like, oh. And five plays into it, they've got a 20-point lead, and you're like, I like me some Brock Purdy.
I never doubted, whatever.
And he had a good run. So congratulations to Brock Purdy. Congratulations to Nick Bosa. Sat out a little bit. $170 million.
Weird. It was like it was by design the way he did.
$122.5 million guaranteed with a $50 million signing bonus.
Right. And interesting how we seem to focus on that guaranteed now because that's where it was going with everything.
Yep.
But yeah, it's, you just said it, 5-year, $170 million extension, including $122.5 million guaranteed.
And $50 million.
Highest paid defensive player in history. And there's not a lot of people saying he's overpaid.
No. And the funny thing is, and I think the same, I still have this really funny feeling, and I think they have to have it done before noon tomorrow, that they're going to get Chris Jones done. Maybe not. You know, Kansas City's kind of that way. That was the talk all day today. Well, you know, is Travis Kelce going to play? What's he going to do? They definitely think that he has nothing tore.
Nothing was torn, but it's there. They're looking at swelling, and that's so.
Do you really need to play him? And everybody's like today, well, you know, the point spread went from 6.5 to 4.5. I'm like, okay, if you think that Travis Kelce is only worth 2 points, then you're not in the betting game very, very far. That's just somebody going, hey, look, we're going to get a whole bunch of more people. If we drop this 2 points, we're going to get a whole bunch of money, a whole bunch of Detroit Lion money.
May or may not have listened to somebody that his voice seems to be resonant with the Kansas City Chiefs, if you know what I mean. And the comment was, is this game-changing if he can't play? And no, it's not. They are truly. Yes, is he a massive weapon? And is he a relief valve for Patrick Mahomes so that he can be comfortable knowing he's always got three, if you know what I mean, three or four. They're going to put two guys in a rotation at that, if not three guys, until they find one that he goes, yep, he's my click.
Yep, that's, I got it.
I mean,
that's what I'm looking at.
They are next round in the chamber kind of an offense.
You have two people in this grouping that it doesn't matter, and they're two most important people, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Go, okay. I'll take that guy.
Right.
Let's go.
it's we've always said it though that Kelce is his because it's the trust. It's the I know where he's going to be. It's the he is his safety valve friend on the field. As much as we used to see Gronk with Brady, you always had that feeling of these two are like, oh, and they giggle in the huddle and go, okay, he keeps doing this. Now watch for me over here. It's where it's he. I'm not worried about Patrick Mahomes. He's going to have his weapons. He's going to have his options, and he is going to move the ball down the field.
I totally agree with that.
But does not mean, even before this, I'm not necessarily just going to say the victory is theirs.
Oh, no. I think people are
going to be... And it's not because of the Kelce injury. I'm just saying
It's because of Dan Campbell. Let's put it out there.
Right.
I like the guy.
Right.
And I think he's getting a lot out of these guys, and I think that people don't realize how good Jared Goff is and can be, and it's going to be a great game. What a great opening game. There's great games on TV, and we're going to dive into the NFL a little bit today, but we're going to do some serious deep diving into that sports betting tomorrow. It's Thursday.
Oh yeah.
So Thursdays are going to be our day that we're going to give you a whole bunch of horrible picks that you do not need to take anywhere, but we're going to have fun doing it. So
I got to look at the lines, got to look at the over-unders, got to look at, let's see, where can I waste the house payment?
So. Exactly. Where's this $5 going?
Truly, as we look at, because I got into something this year that I have never done before. Somebody invited me into a Survivors League.
Oh,
have you ever done one of these?
It's fun.
You think it's fun until you stare at it and go, what?
I can't lose.
We'll talk about this when we come back, because it's lose once, you're out. But we'll talk about this when we come back.
You got it. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I, we got a little football and a little Survivor pool. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Wednesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Be safe driving home. What a beautiful day out.
It did change. I'm not so high on the hazy.
No.
But it's funny. When the cool weather happens, it's weird. It's like the wind blows from the north, and there's wildfires to the north.
Yes.
It's going to be gorgeous. We're going to have nights in the 50s, and so it'll be good.
Love it. So, you are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower, _13. Tonight, no. Nothing today, because the Twins played earlier. Tomorrow night, we're going to get Lions and Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. It's going to be, they have a 6:30 pregame. So 6:30 pregame, whatever
that's
time.
That's that TBD, that means to be determined.
To be determined.
Guess is they're going to go right into football when we flip the switch.
I agree with you, and you have the first read, my friend.
First read, Northwest Bank, commitments you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Go to nw.bank to take advantage of applying online for various types of loans. From vehicle loans to mortgages, it all starts here. On the website, you can visit the newsroom for all things Northwest Bank. You can view the BizBuzz blog for their business insight, or simply use the multiple banking tools to enhance your banking experience. All this on nw.bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Member FDIC. Okay. Definition of Survivor League.
Hit me.
Okay. I've done a lot of different things when it comes to football, from 10 squares to, or what is it, you know, the different ones. So it's each week you have to pick an outright winner.
Yeah.
You got to look and go, I know that team is going to beat that team. If you miss, you are out. So it can start. There's 48 people in our pool. This is one of the guys from down in Ferguson, down at Mother Company started it. So as I looked at it.
The mothership.
48 players. So if 12 people are wrong, drops down to 36.
Good job.
Look at you. I was
getting ready.
You were like, I can't do the math. But anyway, so it just, as you get to, because we were talking about, was it DraftKings that had one of these that had thousands of people?
Oh, yeah.
But it was also north of a million as far as a payout.
Yeah.
But so each week you pick, and throughout the week, so who do you think was my game that I picked for a guaranteed winner for week one of the NFL? Come on, Steen. Who did I pick?
Okay, so I have four choices here that I think that you should have picked from.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you my four choices, and you can tell me if I have one.
All right.
I have Jags-Colts. Okay. Because I'd have taken the Jags.
Okay.
I have Tampa Bay, Minnesota. I'd have taken the Vikings.
Okay.
Commanders and the Cards. I'd have taken the Commanders.
Okay.
And the Texans and the Ravens, and I would have taken the Ravens.
All right.
Did I have one of them?
So there's a reason you and I do this, because your first choice was my first choice. I went with the Jags over the Colts.
Yep.
Because I think the youth of the Colts is going to be to the advantage of what is happening in Jacksonville.
I agree.
Now, with that being said, now I can't pick Jacksonville again.
Right. And that's one of your favorite teams to go a long, long way.
That's one of my favorite teams to go a long, long way. So, yes, there are 32 teams in the NFL. There are 18 weeks of football. So I have to pick 18 different teams to win as I go through this. Odds are I'm probably going to lose tomorrow, or Sunday anyway on this, because that's just what happens around me. But to me, this is a razor's edge kind of thing, because you look and go, oh yeah, that's a, then you're like, well, that's not really a guarantee. You know, I mean, anything can happen at any given, you know, there hasn't been a lot of, you know, teams that won every game.
Right.
There haven't been a lot of teams that have lost every game. There has been, but I mean, it's still,
here's
the whole idea is any given Sunday, these guys are professionals. Anybody can win.
Here's the key. You have got to have at least three or four teams that you're comfortable with that are going to finish below 500. You got to pick them to win a game. It's just one of those games. I mean, I'm telling you, if I'm playing the Texans or I'm playing the Cards or I'm playing Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield as a quarterback, I mean, I would take those three teams losing against a lot of teams.
But here's the problem is that the Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield is one of my fears, because he still does have, not every game, but he'll have Baker Mayfield.
That's a bad team, too, though. That's the
problem. But, okay, put him up against – I don't even have the schedule in front of me, but, I mean, put him up against a Colt. We don't know New England, for Pete's sakes.
No.
I mean, is how bad – if we've got some mid-range teams that end up being bad. And I'm telling you, Arizona is not going to go over. They're going to win a game.
They want to go over.
They do. But even you know, some teams that were supposed to tank end up winning because there is a little bit of pride still left in the ranks in the locker room. It just you don't turn it off. I mean, these guys are professional, well paid professionals.
So in your pool, and even though I didn't, I'm gonna give mine too.
Okay, fire away.
So you in your pool, so you're taking the Jags.
I'm taking the Jags
in your pool
to have me keep going down the path.
So. For my first one, I'm taking, and even though they're away from home, I'm going to take the Commanders. Because that's just
Commanders.
Yeah,
wow.
They play the Cards.
That's an easy pick. That's low hanging fruit.
No, but what do you think the Commanders are going to be? I think the Commanders are either going to be 8-9 or 9-8. So if I can get that one out of the way, that's one less team I have to, you know, I don't have to take
right.
I don't have to take
okay.
a Jags.
Your Jag pick is.
That's one of your favorite teams. That's a team that we think is going to win 11, 12 games.
Right, but I want to get it, like I said, I want to get that one out of the way so I'm not worrying about it, because I'm going, okay, well, I need them to win. I'm going to pick them. I really need them to win because of my fantasy football team with Trevor Lawrence. Or I mean, you know.
Exactly.
A Cerveza bet, you know what I mean?
here's one that, and the reason I took the Commanders, I'm an Eric Bieniemy fan. As much as I love Andy Reid,
yes,
and as much as I love all that, I think Eric Bieniemy is going to make Sam Howell a really good quarterback, and he's going to make that offense be really good. And if oh my gosh, I just forgot the Washington Redskins coach's name, Chicago Bear guy. If he can't get the defense, he's not going to be coach next year. Eric Bieniemy is.
Yeah. I'm doing the same thing.
Yep, it'll come to me.
Yep, it will.
Dumb. So you have the Jags and I have the Commanders. Okay, that's awesome.
But like I said, I was intrigued by the format. I've heard about them and thought, oh, it's no big deal. It should be. And then you start doing it and you're like, whoa, this is a gutsy. You know, you've got to be pretty sure about it. It's not a halfway run the points. You got to be knowing what you want in this to get it done.
Yep.
So,
Here's another one that I saw today for the NFL. A lot of talk about Jordan Love. And a lot of talk on sports talk radio today about Jordan Love, saying that people thinking that Jordan Love can't play football. You know, they're kind of comparing him, you know, to some other people. I think Jordan Love is going to be a good quarterback. The key for Jordan Love, and it was said on the radio today, the key for Jordan Love is Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs. And at 3 o'clock today, you know what came out? Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, neither one of them practiced today. Both have hamstring issues.
Oh.
That doesn't bode well for the Green Bay Packers.
Can I change my pick?
So,
Ron Rivera.
Thank you.
I didn't even look at it. I finally...
For the Commanders. Yeah.
For the Commanders, coach.
And I love Ron Rivera.
Yes.
But he's, in his career, he's lost a lot of football games. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and he's lost a lot of football games with really talented football teams.
I'm not sure I cared for the way he threw the enemy under the bus either, yeah. But...
I think it worked out, which is different. Okay, here's another one. When I won my fantasy football league 2 years ago, the reason I won my fantasy football league was Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp is headed for the IR.
Yeah,
another one. You want to know another team that's going to be very good this year? The LA Rams.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and there's nothing that Sean McVay and owners threw all their eggs in the basket and said, we need to win a Super Bowl. And they did. And that solidified having that stadium and all those things.
It did.
And they can rebuild. They make so much money off of that. And the fact that the Chargers have to pay them millions of dollars to play there makes them even more money. If I was a betting man and there was odds out there, I would say Sean McVay is not coaching that football team next year.
He's in the booth.
He's in a booth for a couple of years and then going and saying, I like that quarterback. You need to hire me. And seeing where he goes.
In a Tampa Bay or a New England type scenario.
Or Andy Reid says, you know what? I'm out. I'm gonna retire. If they win again or whatever, him and Patrick Mahomes would have a hoot together.
Yeah. You should hook up with Kyler Murray. He's talented.
he's not Patrick Mahomes talented. Don't be laughing because he's going to be quarterbacking your Dolphins next year.
You said the same thing about Lamar Jackson. I'm not worried about it. With Cooper Kupp, and you've heard the things that I have as well, and I heard somebody say, I don't remember what show it was on during the day or whatever, but it was funny. You never get a second opinion when it's good news, do you?
No.
But he was going for, because it wasn't good news.
If it's a hamstring or
I was going to say it's a leg issue.
Yeah.
I remember that. But I mean, it's you hate to think of it this way because it's also his tachometer on his motor is way up there.
Oh man,
you don't play at a slower pace because that's not who Cooper Kupp is. He's the yards after the catch. He's the getting open. He's the
route runner.
Oh my Lord.
He's
breaking ankles, quote unquote. Because of his routes, now he can't run the routes to break the ankles. Now he's hurt. You know, I mean, it's how much wear and tear did that poor man put on himself to get the accolades, to get the Super Bowl, that he can't maintain what it is.
Yeah, it's, you know, and does that make it okay? I mean, Matthew Stafford isn't happy. He's not that old. I mean, he's old, but he's not that old. I don't think he's going to be back next year either. That's just a lot of money. And... it's going to be very interesting to see, because in the National Football League, we've said this all along, there's 12 teams that are going to compete this year. And the reason that those 12 teams are going to compete for a Super Bowl only is because that's the 12 teams that have a quarterback. And if you don't have a quarterback, and even taking a couple of those, because I do not believe that the Chargers are a Super Bowl contending team because I don't like their coach. They have a great quarterback, a possibility of him being the best quarterback in the NFL if he was in a system. Like if you transported the two of them, Mahomes to Chargers, and they'd be doing this, Justin Herbert would be doing the same thing. I think the same thing with McDermott at Buffalo. I think Buffalo is wasting years of Josh Allen's life. And quarterbacks don't, I mean, they have a good life, a longer life than most, but I think they're wasting Josh Allen on having a defensive guy that just, they have no clue how to run an offense. And they've had two different offensive coordinators, and both, I mean, they had one that people thought was too meek. Now they have Ken Dorsey, who they think is a lunatic. He's throwing stuff, you know, and that's not what quarterbacks need.
Let me ask you a defensive question here.
Okay.
On the heels of us just talking about Nick Bosa.
Yes.
On a historic deal, 170, well, wherever we said, 132 or whatever, a lot of 120 some guaranteed money. Is he going to be the player? Because it seems to be in the NFL, you play to get paid, and then you don't have to play at that level anymore.
No, his motor's not like that.
Okay.
He's got a motor.
Okay, that's still lingering in the air with what you just said.
Yep.
Who did he surpass contract-wise? Who was the highest-paid defensive player with the L.A. Rams?
Aaron Donald.
I think a year ago, we would have said the same thing. Well, his motor can't stop. He's a beast.
He had a good year.
Right.
His team just didn't.
Okay,
I mean,
but was he the threat? Was he the monster that he was the year they won the Super Bowl, or was he a really good defensive player that got paid?
Well, I think he was a really good. I think he was still the threat. The problem was they had to pay him, and he lost the other two people on either side of him.
Okay,
that's the problem with getting paid.
I'm not trying to lead you down this, but the San Francisco 49ers are in that situation.
They're paying a lot of people a lot of money.
Right.
They're paying Christian McCaffrey. They're paying Debo Samuel. They're paying, the key for them.
Is they had a really cheap quarterback that's going to take them to a Super Bowl.
For two more years, they can get away with it.
Okay. If you lock in cheap rent, you roll with it, right?
No, I totally agree with that. And San Francisco, well, listen, 5 years ago, nobody even thought San Francisco was ever going to come back and be a contender. No. I mean, they were bad for the same reason. Spent all the money, won Super Bowls. Had to take that downtime. That's why as you look at Kansas City and you look at what New England did and you look at, you know, what Buffalo has done, even though they can't get to a big game, you know, that just shows how good of an organization those are that they've stayed in it for that long.
Right.
Because you can't collude at every position. They're colluding. They're colluding at running back.
Right now,
but you can't collude at every position.
Right.
So it's
interesting. But you got to it. The guy who gets paid, the things that got him there, can't get paid.
Nope, and that's true. And you got to have somebody that's willing. I mean, and that's what Aaron Donald does. He eats up blocks. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 1700 The Champ. Real hour on this Wednesday. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We have Twitter. It's at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at 1700 The Champ, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. You're going to get Zach Gelb after the show tonight. It's kind of cool right now. Everybody's doing their shows because it's NFL week this week and college football, so it's kind of fun. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for information about an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company, Woodman Controls. Okay, I have some things. Just some things to talk about. Saw some backlash today because Mediacom Stadium at Drake is just about done. I think their first game they're going to have theirs in, if it's not this weekend, it's next weekend.
Okay, careful. I know you're saying it like that, but just so everybody knows, when you say it's not a Drake Stadium.
No, it's Mediacom. It's Des Moines Public Schools football stadium.
A block away from Mediacom. Drake Stadium.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Gotcha.
And this hurts me because I think it was a great thing to have something like that, to have teams and to celebrate around.
Yes.
But my problem is one of my friends and one of my people that I dearly look up to does not think the same way that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. John Walling from now retired, okay, Des Moines East. He's still involved, but I love him like my younger brother, even though I think he might be older than me. I don't know. But I like a brother. And boy, he's just, you know, all these schools had stadiums. And I what I've always said to him is, yes, but nobody had a stadium like East had a stadium because of Grandview. And,
yes,
and that helped East. And Roosevelt didn't have a stadium, so they had to play at Drake Stadium. And some others,
right,
don't have the same type of stadium.
Dowling that played at Drake. Was, yeah, it that bad?
Nope. But we've played at
Valley also.
Grandview. That's usually our quote unquote place that we play our playoff games. And we've played home games there before too.
Right.
I just think it's really good that it's going to celebrate a city school matchup each week. And so I'm a fan. I wanted to get your take. Are you a fan? Not a fan?
Well, you need to sell me on it. I this has been going on a long time. The logistics of it, I cock my head like a dog doing math. I mean, it is a block away from a stadium that was getting used.
That you have to rent, and Drake wasn't, I don't think, in the long run, Drake wasn't happy with the liability part of it.
Okay.
Is what I think. This is the other part that
and Lincoln doesn't want to put money into their stadium?
Would be my assumption that a lot of these
East was doing theirs, Lincoln, Roosevelt didn't.
Here's my
North Stadium's still pretty nice, isn't it?
So this
so
is my,
put money into one and let the other ones
this
go.
This is my thought process. Instead of having all six of them spend state money to build or enhance stadiums, why don't we do one that everybody can use? I don't know.
Everybody can't use it every week.
No, that's true. But they're not all using their own stadiums every week either. So you some of the matchups, you're still going to have some games. I mean, if you're playing East, they're playing at Grandview.
Right.
I mean, that's a given. So I think you take East out of the equation, and then, you know, you have to work through it. I just don't think that the public school system in the Des Moines area could afford to have that much money being put into stadiums when maybe we can do, and they didn't have to pay for all of this. It also had some,
right,
some donations and some different folks that are going to have
MediaCom name on it, I would, yeah, assume.
So
we were East, North, Roosevelt, Hoover, Lincoln. Help me out. Who else?
You said Hoover.
Yep.
Lincoln, North.
Urbandale's not part of it.
Nope. It's just the metro, the
right,
metro schools.
Right.
I think that's it. Is it, okay, five? Yeah.
So Roosevelt was the one that didn't have a stadium.
Yes.
In essence, everyone else did.
Mm,
it still does.
I think Hoover might disagree with you. I mean, that needed a lot of work.
Okay.
I think Lincolnsfield needed a lot of work. Yeah.
But those stadiums are still being used because you can't play every single game on this new field, correct?
True. But I think the expense of redoing all the fields is okay. So here's my thing. They don't have a tax base or a community base as big as Southeast Polk or Waukee Northwest or Johnston to build the stadiums that they're building. So they were never going to have a stadium this nice individually.
Right.
I think that's the, I think that, I think,
right, the I just school, want you to work me down the schedule here.
I think so the
you
school
get to,
board.
You get to have went, a marquee game there, right?
Right.
But not every game.
Probably so. But you still, it's still better than what it was.
Okay.
I mean, that's, you had, besides, once again, taking away East, you didn't have great places to play a football game. And now you do. And does that, I mean, if it would have been me, I would have even taken it another step and I'd have played, if I had, I would have scheduled the way I'd schedule and I would have had games on Thursday night and I'd had games Friday night and I'd have games Saturday night. So if everybody wanted to be there, if it was that big a deal, I'd have worked myself around it.
Right.
And I just don't know how much they did. But I think the biggest thing of all of this is there was no possible way that Hoover and North and or Lincoln or Roosevelt and none of those schools were going to have enough money to be able to get what they want to get. And I don't know. They had to do something and it wasn't going to make everybody happy.
No, I know. But I just, it's, yes, we have, Valley has a beautiful stadium and that gets used quite a bit.
It does.
Trust
me, if we had the land,
Waukee Northwest.
I mean, Waukee Northwest are small Division II college football stadiums. Johnston's is a
right.
I mean, Southeast Polk's Ankeny. Southeast Polk's is now a,
yes,
as close to Division I that you can have. You just didn't put that many seats in.
Right.
Everything else is,
no, it's impressive.
It's amazing.
It is impressive, and I'm dancing around this with you, but yes, it's tax base, it's mm-hmm. fundraising, it's all the different things. But sometimes you can only go to a tree so many times when there's no more fruit.
Right.
I understand that about some of the other schools that
you don't have the property tax base,
right,
in the city schools that you do in other neighborhoods and the one that's next. Urbandale's the next one because they've got them boxed in, and it's going to get to a point that in the next 5 years, I can see Urbandale dropping down a class because they're just not going to have class size.
Right.
I mean, the next closest one to dropping down, if you went by the letter of the law, is Dowling because it keeps increasing.
We've gone down this road.
And it'll never going to happen.
Right. But you're looking at
student numbers.
Right. You're going with numbers, which classifies you as 3A, 4A, because they are 3A in some things, they're 4A in other things. And then 5A was created because, I mean, you have to be competitive.
That's the biggest thing, but you also have to fit in the numbers.
Right. Unless you want to get a waiver. And that's what they usually do is well, you're different. We're going to put you over here.
Well, and you drop Dowling down to 4A, and 4A schools are going to go, yeah, no.
Right. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It's by the law of the number, yes.
No, but I agree with that. So, but it is, it was a big story again today because I think they're a couple of weeks away and just put it this way. There's more people out there that are loud and rambunctious about hating it than there are people just stepping up and saying, hey, I think it's pretty cool.
For the first time, you said something that maybe it's because I just couldn't understand the logistics. Why in the world we have two stadiums so close together if one's not even getting used? If you truly tell me that it is a financial liability and Drake has a problem with it because they're not getting what they need out of it, it's a higher risk than it is reward.
Yeah. And the other thing.
Then you've opened my eye to one thing.
And I don't think they were getting money off of it either because of what they had to rent it for and the money that they got in.
Right. Bang for buck, equal. Bang for buck.
So, yeah, it's interesting. Just had to get that out of the way just so, I don't know.
Well, it's a good conversation. A lot of people are having it.
Oh, my goodness. It is. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 1700 The Champs. Second hour next. Wednesday, everybody. Hope everybody had a great day. Please drive safely home. It's the second hour of Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. The sports schedule for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night we get Lions Chiefs right after our show. On Friday, Twins Mets. On Saturday, Notre Dame, NC State at 10:30. UNI, Weber State at 3 Sunday, 49ers-Steelers, another great game, at Pittsburgh. That's going to be interesting. Dolphins, your Dolphins going to L.A. to play the Chargers. That's going to be interesting. Sunday Night Football is the Cowboys and Giants. What a big game that is in New York. And then Monday night is the Bills, Josh Allen, and the Jets, Aaron Rodgers. Wow, that's some great games on this radio station. Check it out and listen if you can. And you have the read.
Sorry, I was looking. You are correct. I do need to look at my lineups for because I'm not favored in one of them, and I need to change that. So, but anyway, yes, I will look at my fantasy lineups,
cocky,
and we'll take care. We'll
cocky do in his.
Well, yeah. But then again, that wasn't the league where I had the first pick. That was really nice.
Fantasy.
The read is Heritage Walkiness. Building Maintenance. Maintenance. There we go. Maintenance.
Maintenance.
Provide peace of mind in protecting the future of your building and its occupants. Heritage Building Maintenance, as certified partners of science-proven microbial control, provide an advanced level of janitorial and custodial services. Through data-driven research and development, customers who participate in their science-proven program can be rest assured that they are receiving state-of-the-art protection, making their built environments cleaner, safer, and more healthy for all their occupants. If you have questions or would like to learn more about Heritage Building Maintenance and the science-proven microbial control program, feel free to reach out to one of the dedicated team members at heritagebldg.com or call 515-868-0842 today. Heritage Building Maintenance.
Okay. So, nice job.
Thanks.
Just a couple of quick things, and then we'll start diving into some NFL football. Charter Communications and ESPN are having the same little tit-for-tat that like my DirecTV and
Channel 13
is having, okay. which is kind of a pain in the butt. But like you said, I have Jen listens to 13 all the time, but we have Peacock, so it's not a big deal. Same thing,
right?
Just to pay. I have Yahoo TV, so we could still see things. It's just irritating.
Wait, you have Direct Peacock and Yahoo TV?
Well, because the other ones aren't mine. That's somebody else's. They're just on there. Now, Peacock's mine because of I had Peacock because of golf. I wanted to watch golf, and it was only on Peacock.
So. Well, we spent, 6 days staying at the camper?
Yeah.
And it's weird. There's something called an antenna on top of the camper, and you can watch 13 all day long for free.
That's probably true. I believe that.
But I did hook up to Wi-Fi and ran DirecTV streaming all the time.
Yes.
So.
and that's what we normally
do. But yes, you were saying they're having a spat as well.
And ESPN cannot afford to be in a spat. And
no.
Here's the relief. We've talked ad nauseum. And just because ESPN,
great word, by the way,
believes that they are the cream of the crop. And right now they are struggling as an organization. And all of that with all the people they let go, I've listened to bits and pieces now of everybody that they've now have on radio.
Ooh, ooh, yeah. Ooh.
For the amount of money that y'all making, whoa, man!
It's a little bit of hey, let's try this,
and it must be, you know, and I guess I feel sorry for them because I have a feeling that 3/4 of the stuff that they have to talk about is spoon fed. Yeah. You have to talk about. You have to talk about this because it's like they all you can't take 6 different shows and they're all in a room going, you know, and saying that we're all going to talk about the same thing. You would think that somebody would be different, and none of them are. I mean, it's strange. It is really strange.
Well, if you'd ever actually prep for the show, you'd know that there are limited things we can talk about on a daily basis. So I'm just saying.
I had all kinds of things today.
Yes, your legal pad is very full today.
It is. And so going through what ESPN is going through, mm-hmm. they're losing money left and right.
Hemorrhaging money.
Disney is hemorrhaging money. ESPN, they thought buying ESPN was going to help them. It's hurt them. ESPN thought Disney's going to be our lifeline, and it hurt them.
Well, I wish we could have got in on that tidal wave of getting paid by ESPN. Good
nice.
Lord.
Yeah, no kidding. So they let go of a lot of people. And
big names.
So here are the pillars, because these are the ones that are left, and these are the ones that made all the money. and it was it's a very distinctive group.
How many? Four?
Four.
Okay.
Mike Greenberg, who is the godfather of radio. Right. I mean, he's nothing that you can say about that. Pat McAfee, who
is the new golden
is the new golden boy. Scott Van Pelt, who's been doing this for 20 years, and he does it so late at night that a majority of people don't even know who he is, but he's damn good at what he does.
Yes, he is.
And the fourth one is Mina Kimes, and she signed today for $1.7 million a year. That's the other person that, that they are going out on a limb and sending it through.
Okay, but I'm sorry, what you just said for a number?
$1.7 million a year.
In the world of ESPN, that is nothing.
I know, but for
Her to maintain.
For a female at ESPN, it's a big deal. Now, it's not. I guarantee you that Mike Greenberg's making seven times that. Pat McAfee's number was crazy.
It was $20 million or whatever for
three years.
It was insane.
But if you wondered where the pillars of ESPN are, there's your four pillars. And then everybody else trying to fill in, where they can. But that is very interesting where it all came out. I wasn't expecting.
No, I wasn't either.
I wasn't expecting Pat McAfee to go to ESPN. And it's not going to be any different than when he went to CBS. It's not going to work because they're going to hate it because they can't do what they do.
Well, and that's just the thing is once
you can't bleep because if you bleep, you're bleeping every other word.
And I'm not using this word, but it's been in the past as they would say, if you are special and become a shining star and then you get paid because you're a special shining star, sometimes the word is sell out. Not calling him that, but what the path that got you to a shining star, you just can't pluck it out of the sky and think it's going to shine over here too.
And the reason he wanted to do game day. And the fact he got to do game day, he's like, okay, because CBS wasn't offering him their football stadium show or whatever. But
and Fox wasn't going to. No, they had their deal.
They had theirs too.
He didn't fit the mold of what they had going on too.
No, he doesn't, and it's hard for him. Yeah, I get that, but I thought that was extremely interesting.
Did you watch game day last weekend?
I did not.
Okay,
I mean, I watched bits and pieces of it, but it was on in the background with a whole lot of other things that were going on.
Exactly. Well, you were tailgating, so okay. But we've had this, and I will just glance this discussion, but it's getting close to
it's
a transition.
They need to retire. I don't want to be. Listen, another amazing person, Chris Mortensen, said, health.
Yeah, I know.
And all that. And he said, I can't keep doing this. It's too much. It's too stressful. It's not the same world out there. Some people, Pat McAfee can get away with saying what he says. Because if you attack Pat McAfee, his group, not his listening group, will come back and they will defeat you because they're bigger than you.
Well,
some of these guys have that.
Yes, he does have a entourage of social media thugs that if you come after him, they will light you up.
They will attack.
And they will win with good and bad clicks, and you will win with good and bad clicks.
Yep.
But
and
that's the process.
Kind of the way that...
I didn't realize Chris Mortensen has been battling esophageal cancer since 2016.
For a while. And it is... I don't know. It's
prayers
tough.
With him, so...
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he has been so good for, so long that everybody's going to miss him. I can tell you that right now because it is not he was just that good. So I'm trying to click this up so we can go into.
Where are you going with this?
I'm heading for these last couple of segments. We got 6 minutes here. We got some time coming up after. People were giving their NFL predictions today. So I'm kind of excited about what we have to say.
And out of character with you on the break, you said, hey, I'm going to talk about this. Wow, you didn't blindside me. Nice.
I gave you a heads up. It's a new world.
Doesn't make me intelligent, but you gave me a heads up.
So I'm kind of looking at this, and it is, well, before we do that, I have to ask you something.
Fire away.
Who's Zach Bryan?
Country music artist?
Is he? I mean, he's that big. He's doing two shows now at Wells Fargo. They sold so many tickets. He's doing two shows. I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know enough country western people.
That one, I would have to defer to my daughter and sons and nephews and stuff
so
like that.
So it's young.
It's from my understanding. I don't want to say young, but maybe even it's. The way things are released anymore, I don't think he's the big radio play guy. It's the different, you know, the crowds that came out for a TikTok singer on a YouTube sensation. This. I don't know his path. I could at the break look it up what it is, but it's everyone is like holy buckets.
And I'm like, man, you get two shows at not a lot of people do two shows at Wells Fargo.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
George, Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks.
He did multiple.
Yep. I get
Savannah Bananas. They got two.
They did get two.
So which one are you going to first far as are you going who Super Bowl? Defensive.
I'm going to go
offensive player. What are you looking at?
I am going to go MVP. That's an easy one to ease us in.
League MVP.
Yes.
I am going to go down the path. I'm still going to ride this train of Trevor Lawrence. I think he is going to have such an impact of their wins. I'm going to go MVP of the league of 23-24, Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. I have two choices. They both play in the same division. And so I'm going to go Lamar Jackson.
Really?
Over Joe Burrow.
Whew. Okay.
Because I think that there'll be Patrick Mahomes fatigue unless he goes 14-4 or 15-3, which in the AFC, man, that's hard to do. There's a lot of good teams.
Are you thinking a 12-win-plus season for Cincinnati?
I'm thinking a 5,045-touchdown season for Joe Burrow.
But if you don't have north of 12 wins, does it make – I mean, you've got to be a game changer that gets you wins to be an MVP, not just stats.
I think so, but – It's hard to tell because I don't know what the fatigue for Patrick Mahomes is.
Right, I know. I get what you're saying, but I mean,
I think Lamar Jackson has a chance to run for 1,200 and throw for 4,000.
If he runs for that many, is the offense being? I mean,
I just
you
think,
don't want that kind of a money quarterback that you rely on his running
to a little. Like, I get some of that, but he has more weapons now, and I think he sends weapons out. And I think the first few games, he's going to send weapons out and throw to them, and they're going to go, okay, they're different. We have to cover them now. And then if you're leaving a linebacker in there to spy him, there's no linebacker in the league that's spying him.
Right. You're saying draw him out, open up. I can get 7 to 10.
Yeah, I can get 7 to 10. And they're going to do the same thing. They've already had this. They've said, hey, we're giving you the Tua treatment here. You don't get tackled. You go out of bounds or you slide.
Wow, Tua treatment.
Tua treatment. Tua treatment.
All right, so.
I think you're Trevor Lawrence. I couldn't copy you. I mean, I think Trevor Lawrence has a
Well, I think
really...
he's going to be, I think he stats-wise and wins, and he's going to be a shining star of a game changer. That's why I say that.
Offensive player of the year. That's an interesting.
It is interesting. Because I mean, there's to me, it should be to me like a Tyreek Hill. or something like that. That
Justin,
if they,
Jefferson.
Right. If they do do their job and do what they're supposed to do, they should be easily that you can point to them and say, you know, that guy made a difference. But, man, where do you go? Where do you go? Where are you going? Because, I mean, this is, I mean, you again, Christian McCaffrey, Pat Mahomes. I mean, what, you know, it, I don't know.
That's such a, it's so, and especially with Travis Kelce getting hurt, George Kittle, I can't do Deebo Samuel. San Francisco's not going to be, nobody's winning an MVP from San Francisco. They're going to spread the ball around too much. Cincinnati.
You don't think Christian McCaffrey?
No, I don't. I really don't. If I think Joe Burrow's going to have that good a year, then offensive player of the year could be Ja'Marr Chase. I think Ja'Marr Chase is as good as Justin Jefferson. He got dinged up a couple of times last year, but I think that might be. So I'm going to say Ja'Marr Chase.
I'll go McCaffrey.
Okay, and you got McCaffrey. So we are going to take a break here, and we're going to come back. We'll go through some more of this and then look at some of the first games coming up. And we're going to talk about the Kansas City game tomorrow night.
I want to talk about the offensive defensive rookies, bud. That's going to be interesting.
Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott, 101.3 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports.
There you are.
Why do I always do that?
It's Happy Hour Sports, a subsidiary of
Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans, bringing your sports your way every day. Twitter, he is at @ScottBrower_13. I am at Steen on Sports. You can also check out at @HappyHour_SS and at @1700TheChamp. Facebook's at @1700TheChamp as well. No sports on tonight. Thursday, you're going to get Lions Chiefs. We are a Kansas City Chief affiliate, so enjoy that game tomorrow night. We're going to talk about that game maybe a little bit here or in the last segment today. We were up to, what do we have? I have
Broadlawns
Medical Center. They have a Broadlawns Medical Center at Drake in the Drake campus area.
It's right on University. It's a new clinic. It's
a
beautiful.
New clinic opening, grand opening tomorrow, Thursday.
Oh, good God. Tomorrow is Thursday.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
I'm all confused. I am confused.
I am too. That's Jen's like, well, we need to, I'm like, oh, tomorrow is Thursday. Okay. It is. We are in our infancy of getting to talk about Broadlawns. We have a lot to talk about. They have this going on. They have the Rose Soiree.
The gala.
Gala coming up. And the gala is.